Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Wow, we're ready to rock and roll here. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do here on American Voice Radio. And we are going to do that. We're going to be talking about, you know, our total disconnect in a lot of areas in our society, including our health. And we're going to talk about that. And as promised, I'm going to talk about garlic and why you need some of that. And if we get time, we're going to be talking about some allopathic supplements. What the heck is that? Yeah, does our mainstream media, I mean not media, but our allopathic healthcare, do they get into the supplement industry? Are they actually manufacturing them? Oh yeah, so we're going to talk about that. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our military. We're praying for our men and women in uniform every day. God's hand of protection be on them and all of us here in America. We've got to seek the Lord's face, ask for his help in bringing America back one nation under God. And if we seek his face and ask, hey, don't forget, you might want to throw in a fast. You know, fasting's good health-wise, too. We talked about fasting the other day. Seek his face and ask. We have to humbly ask for his help. And we can bring this nation back. We can make it strong once again. We got to do that. And mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Hey, thank you, Frank. Let's see. What do we have? Ooh, it's a new warning. Are you on any sleep medications? Well, if you are, a new study, scientists from Harvard University and the University of Bordeaux in France, their research has been published in the British Medical Journal. They followed some people, men and women, for several years, taking sleep medications, you know, the benzodiazepines, you know, the Xanax, the Valium, Ambien, Halcyon, you know, they have dozens of them, you know. Anyway, doubles your chances of developing dementia, like Alzheimer's. Wow. So you may want to heads up there. 50% chance, they said, according to the research. So if you want to lose your mind, take the sleep aids. But if you don't take them, you know. All right, moving along in the quacker. Doctors, here's a new one on allopathic Western medicine. They've come up with a new prevention plan. Are you ready for this one? You know, they're not into prevention, as far as I can tell. But, you know, preventable health care is not their goal. Yeah, they want to manage your disease. That is their goal. So here's what they do. If you have a family tree with cancer and you want to prevent yourself from getting cancer, let's say it's breast cancer. They're going along and advising patients to chop off perfectly healthy body parts to prevent that in the future. Yeah, what happened to that oath, first do no harm? What happened to that oath that they used to take? I don't know. They're crazy. All right, moving along in the quack report. Let's see. Nonprofit organizations like the American Dietetic Association, now called the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, guess what? They're in bed with Monsanto, Procter & Gamble, and the National Dairy Council. That's right. Turns out this, you know, dietitian council, academia of it all, nonprofit, they routinely accept cash money from Monsanto, Procter & Gamble, dairy association councils. Information is compiled by the Center of Science and Public Interest. There's the one they delved into that. Food Safety Nutrition Advocacy Group is what they are. They say the American Dietetic Association for years has been getting cash donations from pharmaceutical companies, biotechnology, processed food industries in exchange for allowing these industries to basically publish its materials and craft the nutritional advice and guidelines that we get from the ADA. Back in 96, for instance, the American Dietetic Association accepted large cash contributions from Kellogg's, Kraft Foods, Nestle, Coca-Cola, General Mills, Monsanto, Nabisco, Procter & Gamble, and others, and they were all given access to develop a number of the official ADA fact sheets. Have you seen those fact sheets? They're the ones that the public gets. They distribute them as trusted nutritional guidelines. And it's contained with all sorts of flawed information. There is no healthy eating in there. The same ADA fact sheets have been instrumental over the years in confusing people on what healthy fats are all about and how important they are. And so probably responsible, I would say, for the massive upswing in disease. What do you think? What else is here in the quacker today? Well, let's see. Kaiser Permanente, Southern California-based healthcare chain. World record, they set a world record September 29th. They had this massive Super Saturday flu clinic. And they were successful in administering the flu vaccine to 30,000 people. Oh, yeah, Guinness Book of World Records representative was on site to clarify that the previous 8-hour record for vaccinations were 12,000 individuals. So, of course, they topped that. So now Kaiser will be in the Guinness Book of World Records for injecting massive amounts of people with flu. Okay. And last but not least in the Quack Report, here's one on vaccines once again. Here's a review from the Cochrane Collaboration. It's a widely respected research analysis team, and they went over all the evidence on vaccines, all the history they could get their hands on. And here's their conclusion. Are you ready? In healthy adults, no flu vaccine delivers protection from the flu. Simple and sweet. Don't you love it? Yeah, it doesn't protect against transmission of flu viruses from person to person either, according to the research. Yeah, we've been told for years that, you know, vaccines stimulate your immune system. It's kind of like a rehearsal, a dress rehearsal for when you do get the actual disease, that the immune system is locked and loaded. It's ready to destroy that germ. Well, but since flu vaccines don't actually protect you from flu or even stop the transmission of flu viruses from person to person, that rehearsal, I think, is a myth. It is a myth, as a matter of fact. The Cochrane Collaboration did an exhaustive review of all the previous studies on flu vaccines that they could discover. They rejected the studies that were badly constructed, and in some cases, they wanted to expand on available data. And they actually contacted individual researchers who had conducted those studies. So they dug deep. Cochrane findings represent the best of published literature that we have right now on flu vaccines. And guess what? The Cochrane team, they own nothing to pharmaceutical companies. They don't have any connection. So when they analyzed that literature, they did it with unbiased eyes. Also, the review said, quote, the review showed that reliable evidence on influenza vaccines is thin, but there is evidence of widespread manipulation of conclusions. Ah, do tell. Hey, that Cochrane review was published July 7, 2010. I didn't see the mainstream media picking up on that, did you? Oh, well. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Hey, I want to give a big shout out to you folks out there to let you know that part of this hour is sponsored by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a company owned by Melanie Cederstrom, a very ethical person in the gold and silver trade business. So give her a call at 800-375-4188. Her number is 800-375-4188, or you can visit her website, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. It's easy to get to. You can go to the powerherbs.com website, click her banner on the links page. There you go. Bam. You're over there. But give her a call if you want to get some backup currency. I hope you do that sooner than later. Definitely. I mentioned the other day that Southwest Ministries is handing out a free book on 40 daily devotions. I got mine today in the mail. I'm so excited. So we did a show recently on prayer and fasting, fasting being one of those things that helps the body cleanse, and, of course, prayer and fasting together. Of course, the Holy Scriptures mentions the power behind that, too. So do get your copy at Southwest Radio Ministries. They have a great devotional book. I can't wait to get into mine this evening. Yes, yes. Okay, well, we're going to talk about, we got a little treat. We got a little clip we're going to run in a little bit. But first, we're going to get into our Total Disconnect segment. You know, got to admit, the human race, we're going down that road of total disconnect. It is an amazing thing. And you know what the opposite of being disconnected is, don't you? It means to unite, to attach, associate, relate, equate, and join. And I know a lot of you out there feel that, you know, our government, the politics of it all, nobody's really relating to reality and how Americans are really feeling and suffering out here. Well, I don't see a whole lot of people on that area relating, do you? I don't see a whole lot of people, you know, uniting either. So we got to work on that. We do. Many of us can remember a time, though, when our society was not so polarized, and a majority of us lived according to some good ethics and morals, right? There's still some of us out here, you know. We are in trouble as a nation unless folks start standing up to everything that goes against what's right. You know, within the last generation, societies have made scientific advancements. They have. Or are these advancements more setbacks? Well, let's take a look at a few of them. Let's consider a few. Within the last generation, here's some of the things that science has come up with. Okay, smart meters. Are they more efficient or are they more deadly? Or what about cell phones? Are you trading convenience for privacy? And then, of course, some speculate onto the health factor regarding using those things. What about the artificial heart? Last generation, we came up with that. It's costly, and it's not really as good as the original equipment. How about computers? It has definitely expanded work efficiency. But it also became the superhighway for porn, stalking, and other abuses. And then we have satellites. Okay? Expands the reach of technology and the government. And, of course, internet. Oh, yeah, internet knowledge is increased over the internet, but did truth increase? Oh, then we have microchips and we have GPS. Hey, that means we have a private eye in every product, including your car. Stem cells. Stem cells to treat disease? We already know how to cure. How about birth control pills? Oh, yeah, kills the woman with blood clots. That's a way to, you know, make sure you don't have babies. Kill the mom. How about legalized abortion? Only in man's eyes is it legal. How about cloning? Well, the only question I have to that is why? DNA and genetic sequencing. Yep, scientific advancement in the last generation. But it's a map. Could it be a map to corrupt DNA? And then we have GMOs, food that poisons instead of nourish. Antidepressants. Antidepressants tends to foster depression, suicide. How about social networking? Well, I think it essentially is antisocial. People aren't together, really, and it can be an outlet for bullying behavior. And what about vaccinations? Oh, no scientific evidence that they work, really. It's a myth. So advancements can become a two-edged sword, especially when they fall into the hands of the morally and ethically depraved. And, you know, the Bible calls that having a reprobate mind or one who doesn't really know the difference between right and wrong. They have lost their perspective. An example would be, you know, a serial rapist who, when caught by police, would say, "What's the big deal? It's only sex." Oh, just don't have a clue, do they? Well, they've lost their moral compass is what they've done. More folks are kind of waking up to realize that major institutions, once regarded as the strength and moral fiber of the land, have lost their moral compass. Now, the banks, schools, county commissioners, federal government, scientific research, medicine, military, law enforcement, and courts can have what I call a Bermuda Triangle compass. You know what happens in the Bermuda Triangle when you got compasses, right? They go weird, haywire. They don't point to anywhere. Now, people are morally detached. And it could be they are following the examples of immoral leaders. A majority of people feel it's not important if a national leader commits adultery. But then they are surprised and even outraged to discover while that leader was in office, pass laws which bent them over the proverbial barrel. So you know them by their fruits. You do. You know them by their fruits. So we got to stand up. We do. This is a pep talk for you guys. We got to stand up. We don't have to have an IQ of 200 to know, you know, it's time we stand up for what's right. Enough's enough. Taking a stand is doing something about it. So tell your electric company, hey, you don't want a smart meter. Or tell your grocer you don't want to buy GMO, that you'll shop at the organic market. Or tell your school superintendent, you know what, I'm just going to homeschool instead. Tell your doctor you don't want petrochemical, radioactive, and disease-riddled medicines. And tell your bank you want tangible assets. How about tell your leaders you won't be deceived and treated like a slave? Now, to expect anything to change without taking a stand is pretty unrealistic. And, you know, back in 620 BC, Aesop said, "United we stand, divided we fall." Very old saying, but true today. And, you know, we got this clip that I think is very apropos, so we're going to play this clip for you.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressmen because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is true. Hey, that was from the 1976 movie Network with Peter Finch. He won a Best Actor Academy Award for that segment right there. And yeah, that's the first thing you do, is you get mad and you stand up. Hey, that's what God does when he gets mad. You get his attention. He stands. That can be good and that can be bad. He can stand for you or against you. So, you know, it's not the banks, the auto industry, or government that's too big to fail. We as moral people cannot fail against an ungodly system. So it may seem too big to fight it, but if God is for us, who can be against us? Think about that. Abraham Lincoln said, my concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for God is always right. Yeah, God never lost the battle. Never. Abraham Lincoln also said, I have held many things in my hands, and I have lost them all. But whatever I have placed in God's hands, I still possess. We got to put America in God's hands. We got to ask him for help. And we got to do whatever it takes that he wants us, he'll direct us to do. So don't disconnect from what's right. God's way is always worth fighting for. So speak up, and you will be surprised how many will agree with you and join in with you. They're going to throw open their windows and shout in the streets, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. But, you know, care is given unto you. Now, strengthen your belief, and while you're at it, strengthen your physical body, because you're going to need it. So now's the time you can power up your immune system with immune system support herbs, and then remove pathogens and heavy metals and impurities with some cleansing herbs. Herbs are here for the service of man, God said in Psalms 104, and herbs are meat. He said that in the first book of Genesis. I believe him. So if you would like to learn more about how powerful you can be using God's good herbs, you can call the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number. That's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Of course, they do have the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And also, listen up, take advantage of the free ground ship in the continental U.S. on orders of $45 or more. And while you're at it, you'll get a free copy of the Power Herbs ebook worth $14.99, probably worth more than that. I mean, used copies of the hard copy of version are selling for $1,000 on Amazon, so that's how valuable it is. But you can get the ebook version. It's a PDF file we'll email to you. 400-page book, herb symptom reference guide. Learn how to make your own tinctures if you want. And you'll receive that with your order, of course. And that is on through the 20th of October, so you got a little time. So take advantage of the free ground ship and get that, you know, flu package you've been dying to get. Go to the flu, cold and flu section on their website. It's great. You can pick up separate single items if you're running low on certain things that you've been using. Or if you're a newbie to using a lot of the flu herbal formulas, then you might want the beginner flu package. Check that out. You can get the standard and the deluxe version. And, of course, if you want to be empowered some more, do sign up also for the free online newsletters that they offer there under the newsletter section. And that would be HealthQuest, which will give you lots of herb secrets and coupons, discount coupons to use towards the products at Apothecary Herbs. And then the American Survival Newsletter is written, has several authors writing for it, Dr. Rebecca Carley and Melanie Cedarstrom at Discount, Ty Bollinger, Cancer Truth Chronicles guy, and some others. So you've got a lot of people writing for that, lots of free information. It's called the American Survival Newsletter. You can sign up free online. And by the way, that network 1976 movie with Peter Finch, Dr. Carley, told me about that earlier, so I got to give her credit for that. It was great. And speaking of Dr. Carley, she's going to be with us on the 16th, so a week from tonight, you will tune in and hear Dr. Carley enlighten you about some health information, so do mark your calendars. And if you guys tuned in Saturday morning on GCN to hear my interview with John Monroe, our vision specialist, we had technical problems, and we didn't have a show, unfortunately, so we have rescheduled him for the 20th, Saturday the 20th. So forgive us for that technical problem. Don't know. I'm an herbalist, folks. I don't know anything about the technology. I just show up. But when it doesn't work, what can I say? So he'll be joining us on the 20th. You can tune in for that. Of course, if you miss the shows, either American Voice or GCN, you can definitely check out the archive sections and tune in that way, of course. And hello to all our people on the phone bridge. If we have people on the phone bridge, welcome to the show. And we're going to take a break, and we come back. More health news.
Yeah. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Thank you. she's the one.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we are going to empower you with some more health news. That's what we like to do here. And, of course, for those of you just joining the show, don't forget to check out Melanie Cederstrom's website, Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and get your backup currency. You can click on the banner link on our website at thepowerherbs.com for her, or you can give her a call toll-free at 800-375-4188. Melody at Discount, 800-375-4188, part sponsor of this hour here. And we want to make sure that you get taken care of, you know, get your backup currency. Get it before it's too late. Too late. Okay, let's talk about garlic, one of my favorite herbs. It's the poor man's antibiotic. It's what it is. The medicinal benefits of garlic go back, way back, even before the ancient Egyptians. Even before the time of the pyramids, garlic kept the slaves in Egypt healthy, and Pharaoh made sure there was plenty of garlic and leeks and onions for them to eat. And, of course, onion is cousin to the garlic. So French gravediggers in the 18th century used garlic internally and protect them from the plague. They had to bury all these people that died of the plague, so they wanted some protection, so garlic was it. During World War I and II, garlic was given to American soldiers to prevent gangrene. So since then, numerous studies have been done on our wonderful garlic and its medicinal power to keep us all healthy. So if you want protection against disease, I say go with some garlic. Let's talk about some of the scientific claims. Modern medicine doesn't have all the answers why garlic is so great and proven to reduce cholesterol and to help your high blood pressure and offer protection against cancer and boost your immune system. They just don't know why it does that. So what science is reporting to know is that garlic is that it provides antioxidants and it protects your cell membranes from damage to deter aging. Also, you know, it's a protective barrier against invading viruses and pathogens. Now, a majority of the scientific trials that were done on the garlic were performed on aged garlic extracts. They also did some on dried garlic tablets and enteric-coated garlic tablets. Those are tablets coated with a substance to, you know, delay release. It's a time release thing. So it delayed the release of the medicinal properties until it passed through to the small intestine. So reports on garlic's ability to decrease cardiovascular disease and lower your cholesterol and your blood pressure have been all over the mainstream media. You've heard about those. Now, in the lab, the common cold has been under attack by garlic. Studies have shown that, you know, taking medicinal amounts of your garlic during the cold and flu season, those folks had fewer colds and even had shorter recovery times when they did get sick. And what about that cancer link that garlic has? Nearly one-third of all the garlic studies have been done on garlic's relation to dealing with cancer. There was a large study called the Woman's Health Study, which studied garlic. It studied fruit and vegetables. They had a huge test group, 41,000 middle-aged women. So the study concluded that regular consumption of these types of foods lowered the risk of cancer by at least 35%. So the study also noted that those who eat raw garlic are less likely to develop colon and stomach cancer. So there are approximately 7 major studies on garlic in which researchers discovered there was a 30% reduced risk of developing colon rectal cancer when garlic was used. So the researchers also believed that the raw garlic offered some protection against breast, prostate, and throat cancer. So one study looked at the important improvement patients had when taking garlic and undergoing chemotherapy. So their immune system was stronger, and it also reduced their side effects of fatigue, lack of appetite, and protected their heart and intestines against the damage from those toxic agents that they use in chemo. Researchers also found that they looked at 50 patients that had inoperable cancers. They had the colon, rectal, the pancreatic, and the liver cancer. And there was an overall improved immune system function in those patients when they were taking aged garlic tinctures for about 6 months. So other discoveries, lots of animal studies have been on garlic with, you know, the miracle that this herb is, really. I look at it as one of God's miracle herbs. If you use enough garlic that is good and strong, it can rid you of roundworm, which is an intestinal parasite. It's a strong antibacterial and antifungal, and it's extremely helpful with ulcers, either internal or external. Now, we know a majority of the benefit in garlic comes from the allicin. It's a sulfur compound, and it's believed that that's the medicinal property to help assist our system reducing cholesterol, heart disease, and cancer. Herbalists have known for centuries that garlic helps with lowering blood sugar, blood pressure, blood lipids, helps rid the body of bronchial secretions, stimulates the liver and pancreas, and even helps with bile production as well as to improve urine flow. So if any of those issues are a problem, hey, you may want to tap into God's powerful garlic. There are some precautions. It's not recommended to use medicinal amounts of garlic with prescription meds such as your Plavix, aspirin, some of those anticoagulants, Werfen, protease inhibitors, immune deficiency drugs for HIV patients, and so forth. So do your homework first. There are some counter-regulatory requirements. It is a pathogen killer, though. There are herbs that are really great at stimulating the immune system to work, such as your echinacea root. But garlic is a potent herb to kill pathogens, the agents of disease, such as your microorganisms and bacteria. So this is why garlic can help the body reverse disease like cancer. So if the government healthcare system allowed us to select only one herb, I would definitely go with garlic. It's very broad spectrum. It is a poor man's antibiotic. Garlic is a very broad spectrum antibiotic with dealing with most pathogens. It is also called a natural antibiotic. Our bodies have millions of bacteria, and some of it's friendly and some of it's not. Some of the bacteria is necessary for our metabolic functions, and guess what? Garlic knows the difference. The problem with pharmaceutical antibiotics is that they are not selective, and they kill 99% of bacteria, friendly or non-friendly. So the 1% that it doesn't kill will tend to mutate, and that's why we have ourselves in such a pickle now with drug-resistant bacteria. So garlic, is on the other hand, is totally selective. It targets only non-friendly bacteria. So it encourages also friendly bacteria to improve. So it'll improve your intestinal flora and your digestion. So modern medicine has kind of run out of the antibiotics to deal with for drug-resistant strains of, you know, MRSA, strep, diphtheria, cholera, dysentery, you know, tuberculosis, tetanus, rheumatic bacterias, and other strains. So when in doubt, get the garlic out, is what I say. Now, garlic's been tested in the lab, and it kills a lot of different bacterial strains, including the ones I just mentioned. It also will kill measles, mumps, Epstein-Barr, chickenpox, herpes simplex 1 and 2, herpes zoster, viral hepatitis, scarlet fever, and rabies. There are other pathogens that it kills, but, you know, the list gets quite long. The secret, though, to using garlic against powerful diseases is to use it raw, no cooking, and use a lot of it. Garlic tinctures qualify as uncooked, and they are also aged and cold-pressed. And so if you don't want to eat a lot of garlic, you can use a cold-pressed liquid garlic like that. Antifungal drugs like your nystatin can't outperform garlic's proven ability to destroy fungus. So garlic even helps regulate candida, overgrowth of yeast. Ringworm does not stand a chance against garlic. And one of the reasons garlic is so effective against cancer is that it will assist your white blood cells to defend against cancer and destroy tumors and reduce pain associated with cancer. Yay! So when you have a garlic running through your veins in your blood system, you have actually magnified the power of your immune system by tenfold or more. So if you plan to use raw cloves of garlic, make sure it's not a hybrid garlic, preferably organic. I would probably consume one whole clove of garlic a day to start with to get used to it and work your way up. The clove has got to be a pretty good size, you know, about the size of your pinky, you know, the end of your pinky. So it can't be a little sliver of garlic. It's got to be a really, really good clove of garlic, okay? So you want to depaper it and go ahead and chop it up. You can put it in juice. It'll zip up your vegetable juice if you'd like and have at it. You could add it to your salsa, even in your salads. Now, if you're sick, your goal is really to work your way up to using 3 cloves per day. If you got a real bad case of disease like cancer, something real serious, I would probably use 6 cloves a day at least. Now, I know garlic has a unique aroma. Some people don't want to deal with the garlicky smell. But I say, you know, death smells worse, so I say deal with it. And the one way that I like to deal with it to freshen breath is, and I don't like to use the chemical breath mints, the sugary breath mints. No. Lots of chlorophyll is in parsley. That cleanses the breath. That's a natural breath freshener. Also, whole cloves are very good. You can kind of pop that between cheek and gum, and it's the ingredient they put in smoker's gum, so it's very effective at cleansing and freshening the breath. So here's some other tips, though, if you want to use garlic for the cold and flu season coming up. You can layer it with your echinacea root and your astragalus and your ginseng. It's awesome to pair with onion and horseradish and some other powerful herbs. You can do that. So, potency matters. So make sure you get a really good, potent garlic. It's not a hybrid. It's not an elephant garlic if you're using it raw. Or if you want to use a tincture, make sure you get a good garlic tincture from a company that naturally ages and cold presses the garlic. So that means there's no heat in the process to ruin it. So you want the full power of your herb there. So if you're looking for a company that naturally ages their herbal formulas and cold presses, like they used to in the old days, but it makes a very strong and powerful formula, then do check out the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They take the time to do that. It's, you know, you don't see wineries making wine in a day. You just can't skip that aging process. It's very important. And the same goes for your herbal tinctures as well. So check them out, thepowerherbs.com. And if you got a product catalog, let me direct your eyes to some of their immune boosting formulas. It's all in one. Of course, their spectacular immune booster formula. Their Echinacea Deluxe is great for sinusitis, head cold stuff. And of course, they do have cold pressed garlic juice. And not to mention, they do have a pandemic kit and a power herb kit. And of course, they have their new flu package. So you have tools and straight up information on how to use them effectively. And that's the key. Great product and information on how to use them right. And that's a winning combo. So check them out, thepowerherbs.com. Get a free product catalog or download the PDF catalog that's on their website, or call them toll-free, and they'll mail you a catalog at 866-229-3663. That's their toll-free 24/7 number at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. You are powerful with God's good herbs, let me tell you, more powerful than you ever dreamed you could be. Okay, so we're going to be talking about some more information here. Allopathic supplements is what we're going to talk about. The market's changing, as you know, when it comes to your dietary industry, supplement industry. So you want to make sure you get some very effective products, and you want to make sure it's not made by a pharmaceutical company. And there's been a lot of takeovers and mergers lately. You want to make sure your supplements have that nutritional potency. And you want to make sure that the nutrition can also maybe double as a toxin remover, so and lighten the burden on your system. Consumers are going to decide overall, do they want allopathic supplements or do they want supplements that will change their health for the better? You know, there's the thing. You want something that's going to work. Most people think of wellness as being symptom-free or the reduction of symptom. However, this is not what it means to be healthy. What real health is all about is changing your health status from poor or average to excellent and staying there. Okay. Now, a reduction in symptoms is not a disease reversal. Okay. You hear cancer patients say that my cancer's in remission. All that means is there's a reduction in symptoms. That's all that means. So you definitely don't have a reestablishment of health that you had before you got cancer. That's not the same thing. So once you realize that if your organs of the body aren't functioning well, they may not be clean and healthy, and they can't cleanse away waste material, and this gives disease a foothold. So if your waste material builds up, this is when your symptoms will begin to appear. So using herbs and vitamins to simply treat symptoms will get you just so far, just like allopathic medicine. But cleansing the system always changes your health status. That's right. Let's talk about one of the number one keys to health. As with everything that matters, due diligence on your part is going to be necessary if you want to change your health. So if there is kidney or gallbladder or cancer or cardiovascular issues, it won't matter what you are doing if the organs are not clean and cleansed and regenerated. For instance, if you are attempting to purge the arteries of plaque and you haven't kept your bowel clean, then the body will reabsorb the slightest purged material. 'Cause that's where all toxins end up, is the bowel. That's your free flow exit. If that's backed up, they're not going anywhere. The human body will not purge waste unless it knows the bowel area is working correctly. So the body knows that reabsorbing waste into the bloodstream is going to make the condition worse. So your body organs tend to communicate with each other through chemicals and hormones. These chemicals affect your nerves, your hormones, the blood. Your appendix, for example, is going to communicate information through the bloodstream. Your entire body's going to know that you have E. coli food poisoning because the appendix is the first immune system gland to detect it in your digestive tract. The appendix is going to release antibodies to counter that bacteria. The immune system responds and begins to manufacture more white blood cells. And if the infection's bad enough, it will produce a fever based on the signal from the appendix. So, you know, you want to do your cleansing periodically so this stuff doesn't happen to you. What happens when you have a perfectly clean bowel? Wow. Well, the chemical communication that I just talked about, your body's going to have a little celebration reunion. All the organs of the body are going to know it. It's like giving them the green light to go ahead and release more toxins they've been holding back. So a huge catharsis could result, depending on your status. Haven't you ever had a bowel movement that felt like immediate relief, almost like someone took 50 pounds off your body? Have you ever felt that way? Like you could get up and dance, you know? The body feels lighter and gives a refreshing sigh of relief, you know? Well, location matters. There's a reason I say the bowel is the body's most important organ. Not only is it a major organ that handles that last stop for toxin removal, but it's also the organ that, because of its location, can infect other areas that are clean or not clean. So all the natural therapies in the world are not going to help the uterus, the prostate, the urinary tract, et cetera, if the bowel tends to remain congested with, you know, a lot of toxins. They leach out and they affect those areas. If you have sciatic nerve, that nerve runs right by the bowel. Could be you have some toxins leaching out and irritating that nerve. Do a bowel cleanse and see if your sciatica doesn't go away. The bowel can handle just so much waste, and then they will flow through the colon wall and infect your other organs. So you got to be careful there. Back pain, you could get back pain, your muscles back there. Yeah, it happened to me. Yeah, I was in herb school, and that happened to me. And my professor said, hey, you need a bowel cleanse. And I go, really? Yeah, do a bowel cleanse. And then let me know. Sure enough, bowel cleanse, pain went away, never came back. Doing the cleanses ever since. Awesome stuff. So what modern medicine knows is if you get the chance, pick up a Merck manual at your bookstore or flip through it at your library and go to the section on the bowel, okay? And you'll find there that medicine knows, this is what scientific medicine, this is what doctors know, that it isn't if, but it's when every individual is going to have a congested bowel. Yep. Bowels which become congested bulge, they tend to get large intestinal swells, and this can cause disease. The belly area should be flat or nearly flat. So a stomach that bulges or hangs over the midline is an indication of abnormal bowel function. So the largest drug companies in America, Pfizer, Novartis, GlaxoSmithKline, Avantis, Merck, pretty much say this, quote, Americans will have many bowel herniations. 100% of the population will have bowel malfunction and disease, which will rapidly increase after the age of 40, end of quote. So what the pharmaceutical giants are telling you is that the waste material in your body is going to build up in the bowel, and you'll not be able to get rid of those toxins, and they're going to permeate the colon and create a pouch and a pocket and pus and mucus and all kinds of yucky stuff is going to leak out and make you sick. They know this, but they don't tell you about organ cleansing and bowel cleansing, but I do. If you would like to be independent of that stuff and be liberated from a whole slew of problems, cleanse and nourish, folks. Cleanse and nourish, boost the immune system. That's pretty much the majority of it all, health-wise. You got most things whooped when you do that. And I'm almost out of time based on the clock. I could talk forever on this. I am passionate about it. I've been doing it for, goodness, almost 20 years. So get a catalog. Look through it. If you got questions, call me at Apothecary Herbs. We'll chat about it. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663 or visit the website thepowerherbs.com and get a free product catalog and get empowered. And don't forget to, take advantage of the free ground ship and the free ebook on the power herbs, where you'll be empowered even more. Information is empowering. So, free ebook and free ground ship now through the 20th. So take advantage of that special and, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and they'll help you out with that. Money back guarantee, of course, and product support. You can call or email if you've got questions or concerns. We care about your success, when it comes to your health. So, we're going to back you up there. Okay, so don't forget, Dr. Carly's going to be with us on the 16th, and I'll be here again on the 11th, of course, talking about my favorite thing, herbs. I go to the post office, and everybody says, hey, what's up? And I go, you know, herbs. That's what I do. I'm passionate about. Herbs is my life. Okay, don't forget, check out discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.